What's going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today. Yes, you get Francisco Rojas once again. Back-to-back days. Me and Dan Wilson swapped episodes. He will be getting you tomorrow and Thursday, as I have you yesterday on Monday and today on Tuesday. And you know what? If the Phillies lose again tonight, I don't think me and Dan can ever swap again, because obviously that didn't work. Hopefully they win tonight, and we don't have to talk about this. But if they lose again tonight, if they lose two straight here, maybe me and Dan can't swap again. Maybe it's bad luck. If we swap, maybe it's bad luck. It's a possibility. So hopefully that's not the case. But Francisco Rojas today, Phillies Today on 94 WIP, a podcast. So let's get to, unfortunately, a loss. Going to take you guys a little recap here, get to my takeaways for the game, and we'll talk about one really important, exciting thing that happened in this game, even though it was a loss. But really, something awesome happened that hasn't been done since 2004. You guys probably know what that is if you're listening, if you caught last night's game, or if you've even been checking Twitter or just any site that'll give you any type of Major League Baseball news. And then we'll preview tonight's matchup against the D-backs, the second game of a four-game set. And then we'll get to a little around the league, look at some scores within the National League East and around Major League Baseball as well, before I take you guys out of here, before I know you're very excited for another game against Arizona tonight at 9:40 p.m. Eastern Time. So a little quick recap for you. We'll get to the top of the second. Phils are already down 1-0. JT Realmuto, what a night for him, and we're going to get to that in just a little bit. Hits a bomb out to right center field. 1-1 Phils tie game. Top of the third, more of JT Realmuto. This was really a theme for the Phils offense. A two RBI triple to give the Phils a two-run lead. And later that inning as well, Alec Bohm with an RBI double they've needed, to get some production for Bohm coming off the hamstring injury. Bohm with the RBI double, JT Realmuto scores to make it a 4-1 game. And then bottom of the third, Pavin Smith on the other side with a two RBI single to make it a 5-3 Phils lead at this point. And then later in the inning, we got to mention this, Torey Lovello, the Arizona Diamondbacks manager, gets upset after Corbin Carroll, who was not getting intentionally thrown at, let's be 100% real here, was not getting intentionally thrown at. I guess you never really know, but I think for all of us, we knew that Matt Strom was not throwing at Corbin Carroll, who's coming off his National League Player of the Week award and everything, but hit by a pitch for the second time. Lovello starts getting into it with the ump. They start getting into it after he gets thrown out, starts getting into it with Realmuto. Bench is clear. No fists were thrown, nothing like that, and they should not have, by the way. But the Phils, Torey Lovello gets ejected, and that was that. Corbin Carroll, no, you were not being thrown at. And you are a really great player, and I love to watch you, and I'm sure a lot of other people love to watch you as well. So bottom fourth, Manuel Rivera with an RBI single. Ketel Marte scores to make it a 5-4 game. And then later in that inning, Corbin Carroll, who else but Corbin Carroll, RBI triple to score Rivera to make it a tie game. Bottom of the sixth, Emmanuel Rivera, sack fly, brings home Jake McCarthy. That gives Arizona a one-run lead at 6-5. And then later in this inning, Evan Longoria hit a bomb against the Phils way back, 3 weeks ago in late May at the bank. Hits another bomb. Three-run homer this time. 9-5 Arizona. That's really all Arizona would need. Top of the eighth, Bryce Harper strikes out at first and second. And going into the ninth, I believe it was a 9-7 game at this point. Cody Clemens, we have to mention this. Cody Clemens. We all think it's a home run. I think we all think it's a home run. I wasn't sure. I was sitting here with my new coworker, Justin Morgenstein. Shout out to Justin. We both kind of thought it was a homer, but I kind of had a gut feeling it wasn't. Cody Clemens was like celebrating it was a homer. It seemed like the umps were saying it was a homer. And, you know, I get the notification on my phone from MLB.com that it's a homer. And it wasn't a homer. Clemens missed it by about, like, probably 3 or 4 feet to the right of the foul pole in right field. And Clemens makes it seem, celebrates like it's a home run, and it's not a home run. And then two, and that would have given them the lead. Bryson Stock got on. He stole second. That would have given them the lead, and Clemens ends up striking out to Miguel Castro on a 3-2 count, of course. Of course, that's how it went. And the Phils lose the first of a four-game set, 9-8. Sucks you lose this way. Sucks you lose that way, especially after, of course, after it seems like Cody Clemens hits a bomb out to right field. Of course, that is exactly what happened. So Phils do lose the first of the four-game set. So to get to my takeaways, we got to talk about the fifth starter, obviously. Now, offense wasn't the issue, and we'll get to that in just a second. My first takeaway, though, fifth starter, I want to get this straight first off. And obviously, we need to address it. Like, and we'll get to it in a second. I just want to say that, and this is what we do as Philadelphia fans, especially in the Northeast, whether it's Philadelphia, Boston, or New York. I know we love to overmodulate these things and make them seem crazy, like they are the most important thing in the world. But let's be real. Like, and I know we've talked about it a lot this year, ad nauseum. I get it. But Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler at the top of the rotation, and hopefully, you know, Walker and Ranger continue to keep up, you know, what they've been pretty consistent over the last 3 or 4 starts. Nola and Wheeler, especially Aaron Nola, it's more important for them to get consistency from them more than we're talking about this fifth starter. I know it's recency bias. It just happened. But it seems like people are, oh, this fifth starter, we got to get this done. Like, it's got, like, let's worry about Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler returning to form first before we worry about this fifth starter. Okay, like Nola and Wheeler and maybe getting another bat at the deadline are more detrimental than a fifth starter is to this team making the playoffs again. Okay, and yet again, we're in mid-June. There's a lot of baseball left, 3.5 months of baseball left. I mean, before you know it, it'll be September, and you know, who knows what'll be happening by then. But it's more important for Nola and Wheeler, consistency, for them to get to the playoffs and then hopefully beyond, okay? Like, 1 through 4, especially. Like, 1, 2, 1, you know, 1 through 4, Nola, Wheeler, Ranger, and Walker. More important than that fifth starter. I'm not saying it's not. I'm not saying it's not a thing. But Nola, and remember this, don't let that overshadow. Like, Nola and Wheeler need to be more consistent before we worry about the fifth starter, okay? And Strom, Marte, Covey, not great tonight. Not great overall. Okay. Not the greatest, you know, performance tonight. You know, you got your offense tonight. You got your 8 runs, but let's worry about that fifth starter. Hopefully, we make a deal at the deadline. I think they'll make a deal at the deadline for another arm, regardless. But you know, like Bailey Falter isn't like his. It's not over for him. Like, okay, he had a bad start and he didn't look good. But, like, you know, look at his first half numbers last year compared to his second half numbers last year. I feel like I've gone back to this, you know, since spring training. Like Falter can come back, and I think he'll eventually get called up. And, you know, his numbers haven't been great down in the minors, but they haven't been so drastically bad that, like, he has no hope. So hopefully maybe Falter can try to get it together down in the minors, and maybe the Phillies will have no choice but to call him back up, especially the way Covey has performed and the bullpen games have just not worked. The openers with Strom and Brogdon, you know, Brogdon's not even up with the major league team right now, I believe, right? Because Alvarado got called up. Well, hopefully Falter can come back up, but, like, don't give up. Like, don't give up. And I know Phillies fans are just like, oh, yeah, Bailey Falter's screwed. He sucks now. He's terrible. He's the worst pitcher of all time. Like, that's what we do. He's terrible. But, again, just coming back to the Nolan Wheeler thing, let's worry about that first. Offense. Huge game from JT Real Muto. Hits for the cycle. I know I didn't even mention that in the recap. Pardon me. I was more worried about getting to the Lavello stuff and Cody Clemens foul ball. But let's not let that overshadow the big game from JT Real Muto. The first Philly cycle since David Bell in 2004. I vividly remember David Bell as a Philly, you know, in the early to mid 2000s. He was fine. He was a decent third baseman. Now he's still the Reds manager, right? He's still there as the manager. He's still there, right? I'm just double checking. Of course, I have to double check myself. Yeah, he's still there. And it seems like the Reds are going in the right direction. Good for David Bell. But first cycle since David Bell in 2004 for JT Realmuto. So congrats to him. Needed a big game from him. Need a big stretch from him. He has not been all that great to start the season. And so, again, big game from JT. And, you know, big game from really, like, I mean, people were complaining about it. I heard some people complain about the lineup, but it was weird. Like Harrison, like Stockton. I understand the analytics thing with Tommy Henry. Like, I get that. He's lefty, whatever. But, like, Stott's still one of your better contact hitters on the team. And he came in, he goes one for two with an RBI, of course. Cody Clemens almost hits a home run. But Dalton Guthrie's playing instead. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I am wrong. I don't know if that's even a thing with the outfield. I mean, who's supposed to play? Who's usually playing out? It's Marsh. I mean, they gave Marsh the night off. I don't know what the deal with Brandon Marsh was, but, like, you know, you'd like to see Brandon Marsh play. So I'm not 100% sure what the issue was there. But, you know, the offense still put up 8 runs. Still put up 8 runs. And, you know, get big games from JT. Boehm needed a big game from Boehm to get you 2 for 5, 2 RBIs. I don't know if he did something to his hamstring again towards the end of the game. Hope he's okay. I haven't seen too much on Alec Boehm. But nonetheless, big game from Alec Boehm. Even Harrison, 2 for 4, a double RBI. So you get 8 runs from the offense. Can never be too mad at that. Except for that Harper situation where he did strike out with a runner on second, you know, and a chance to cut that lead down to 1 run. But offense, can't blame the offense. 8 runs, big game from the offense. Need more games like this from the offense and the consistency, because that's the name of the game with the Phillies this year, is consistency. And the last one, takeaway, still okay with a split against a team that now has the best record in the National League. Yes, the Arizona Diamondbacks do indeed have the best record in the National League. It's insane. They're a good team. We'll see. Again, it's a long season. We'll see. You know, they can hit a bad stretch, and maybe they're even behind, like, the Padres, the Giants, and Dodgers. Who knows? But trying to spew that out into the air. But it would be good if they lost 3 straight right now to the Phils. But again, hoping for a split for the Phils against the Arizona Diamondbacks, because that's what I wanted going into the series, was let's get a split against a really good team right now. You just swept the Tigers. Hopefully, at the end of this week, you sweep the A's. But I still want just a split. It's not asking for a lot. Maybe whatever you want to think there, but, like, oh, why don't you want to take 3 or 4? Yeah, but look. Great team right now, Arizona Diamondbacks. I'd be okay with a split. Again, Realmuto, like I mentioned, we have to mention first Philly since David Bell in 2004. Like I said, JT Realmuto, huge, huge congrats to him. He's also the 17th catcher in baseball history to do so, and the first catcher since George Kateras. I want to make sure I'm saying his name right. I have here Kateras. It's got to be a Greek name, right? It says he's born in Canada. Must be, like, some type of Greek, right? Maybe I'm wrong, but the last name does. But way back since Kateras in 2011 for the Milwaukee Brewers, Kateras had a decent MLB career, had a 2.9 career WAR, whatever. But JT Realmuto, first catcher to do it since Milwaukee catcher in 2011. So awesome to see. Awesome as a baseball fan to see something like that, and as a Phillies fan, of course. First time since David Bell. I feel like, you know, a few Phillies have been close. I feel like, was Turner close, like, once or twice? I feel like Turner was close. Well, yeah, and you figure, well, maybe Turner, because Turner's hit a few cycles in his career, maybe he'd be the first to do it since David Bell. But no, it was indeed JT Realmuto. So hopefully this sparks JT to go on a stretch where maybe he can get a hitting streak going. If not, just a stretch in general, just to get him going, because the Phils need him. Phils need everything they can get. To get, you know, a good stretch of wins going. So let's preview the next game. Tonight, you will get both Zachs, Zach Davies and Zach Wheeler. Wheeler coming off of his almost no-hitting the Detroit Tigers. A game in the, you know, Wheeler was disgusting. I said, oh, he's following up Nola's disgusting outing where he almost, like, had a no-hitter into the seventh, eighth inning. Right? Regardless, Nola had a great outing, but Wheeler coming off almost hitting no-hitting Detroit, and the Phillies actually had to come back in the game where Cody Clemens, gets the RBI, walk-off against his former team. So hopefully we get more of the same from Wheeler. We need him. The consistency needs to happen with Zach Wheeler, like I had mentioned before. I mentioned that, like, feels like the last couple of months with him and Nola. Zach Davies coming off a couple of good outings against Washington and Colorado. Overall, has had a just an okay season. 4.68 ERA in five starts, 25 innings, with a tune to a 3.75 FIP and an ERA plus just 7% below league average. So again, Phillies need to take advantage of an average pitcher tonight. They did take advantage of Tommy Henry, five earned against him. Again, the offense was great. But then Wednesday, you will get Ranger Suarez versus Merrill Kelly, a little tougher there. Hopefully you get more of the same from Ranger. Thursday, you will have Ryan Nelson. Phillies need to light him up with Aaron Nola. Hopefully we get more good. Wait, what am I talking about? Didn't Nola just come off of the I'm so sorry. Nola came off of the I'm an idiot. He came off of the LA start, sorry. I was saying Wheeler was following up that Nola start where he was nasty. Nola had six earned to his name in that game, and hopefully he can do more of what he did against LA and the consistency. Let's go one at a time, right? Just one at a time with Aaron Nola against Ryan Nelson. That'll round out the series at 3:40 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday. But again, Zach Davies and Zach Wheeler tonight at 9:40 Eastern time. And then later this week, it'll be at Oakland with a three-game set. And Oakland has just been really good. 1-2-3 against the Pirates, swept the Brewers, beat the Rays last night. Look at Oakland. They're not trying to break the record of losses. Okay, I think they might be on pace for 40 wins now. Look at that. Still might be worse than those 0-3 Tigers. So we'll see. Later this week after Arizona, it will be the Oakland A's. And to round you out here, let's look at some scores within the NL East. Not a lot of games last night, but Detroit beats Atlanta. Could use that help, even though we lost. Use that help. Detroit beats the Atlanta Braves 6-5. Anything else in the NL East? Not really. Oh, the Marlins. Marlins got smoked by Seattle. Phils could use that 8-1 Mariners win. And just, you get not a great start from Jesus Luzardo. Goes four innings, six hits, five earned. We love to see that as Phillies fans. Let's be honest. We love to see that as Phillies fans. Luis Arraez now is average down to 391. But, as a baseball fan, I want to see his average go back to 400. Get back up there. And looking at some of the standings, National League East, the Braves still sit at 40-26, even after losing. At first place, 37-30, the Miami Marlins. Philadelphia Phillies, your Fightins, 32-34, right smack dab in the middle of the National League East, 31-35. New York Mets at nine games back. We love to continue to see that. Washington at 26-38 to round out the division. And looking at some scores around the rest of the league. Again, it was a Monday night, not a lot of baseball being played. But you had Boston lose 4-3 to Colorado. The Giants beat the Cards 4-3. Texas 9-6 with a loss. Ohtani, my God, Shohei Ohtani. I think that's a league-leading 20th home run. Both. Two home runs, both bombs, both center and opposite field. Unbelievable. Ohtani is just unicorn. It's unbelievable what he's doing. Must see television every time you get to see him play baseball. Cincinnati 5-4 over Kansas City. Again, like I said, Oakland over Tampa Bay, 4-3. You'll see them later this week. So that's going to round out about four or five other scores outside of the National League East. So that's going to do it for me today. Again, Phils need, you know, you got to ride your horses, Zach Wheeler. Like, I feel like I've been saying this nonstop, nonstop, and it's negative because I'm just tired of it. Consistency, Zach Wheeler. Get Aaron Nola motivated, because you think in a contract year he will be motivated, but get Aaron Nola motivated. Give us some nine. You know what? Go complete game. Throw a complete game. We just had a bullpen game. Just go out and do your thing. Rob Thompson, if he wants to go 120 to 130 pitches, let him go. Sort of, kind of, just kidding. But let him go. Zach Wheeler, Phils need Wheeler to have a good start tonight. And I need to see more of the same from the offense against Zach Davies as well. Davies, more of an average hurler that he's kind of had an up-and-down career. So we're going to see that tonight. So that's going to do it for me. Look out for me. Check out my Twitter at @Rojas_media_. Always tweet me. Always let me know what you think of the show, what you would like to hear and see added to the show. And that's going to do it for me. Again, on Twitter at @Rojas_media_. Also check out The Shift, me and fellow WIP co-host and phenomenal producer here, Nick Earnshaw. We do our podcast called The Shift. You can also find that on my Twitter in my bio. So go check that out. If you want to check out, you know, other stuff outside of just the Philadelphia Phillies, you can check out stuff around Major League Baseball in general. So yeah, go check that out. That's going to do it for me. Go Fightins. Let's at least get a split. You'll hear from Dan Wilson tomorrow. See ya.